to work on. The budget process in Illinois is broken. It's broken in a number of states, but there's really been an inability to look ahead and an inability to have good accounting so that we know when we have a balanced budget. And that's part of the way that we've gotten into such deep trouble here in Illinois. So the commission, the task force had recommendations on all of these matters, and they have a plan to move forward to try and hopefully implement those recommendations, and they're trying to get attention from the federal government as well. And we'll have similar points in our Illinois-specific report with more detail about Illinois. So what's the condition of the economy? Sorry. Out of the Institute of Government and Public Affairs, we have a flash index. And that flash index sort of tells us what the condition of the economy is, the Illinois economy is, whether it's growing or contracting. And as you can see, starting back after the most recent recession in 2009, we've had continual sort of upticks in that index. The economy is getting better, but it has, even though it was getting better, it started from such a low point that that wasn't very good news. That red line indicates the difference between a contracting and expanding economy. The economy has now been expanding since early this year, the winter of this year, according to our index, and it's continuing to expand, but it's expanding quite slowly. So we're in a recovery, but it's a very slow recovery, and we hope we'll be able to maintain that. That same kind of idea is mirrored by the unemployment rate. You can see we hit, after the end of the recession, the unemployment rate peaked. This is for the United States as a whole and also Illinois. Illinois is the blue line. The unemployment rate has been coming down, but it's coming down sort of not consistently, and it's coming down quite slowly, and it's still at a very high rate, almost 9% unemployment rate. That is consistent with our Midwest peers. Illinois is among the highest of these are four Midwestern states. And Illinois is, again, the blue line. It's got a high unemployment rate, but it's generally following the rest of the Midwest. In particular, I've talked about this before, as Michigan goes, so goes much of the Midwest, because the auto industry has a lot, there's a lot of suppliers to the auto industry here. So the economy's getting better. That's the good news. It's getting better very slowly. What's going to happen in the future? Well, probably the biggest single threat to the Illinois economy right now is actually federal policy. There's something called the fiscal cliff. So last year, when the federal government was trying to move towards, or particularly some legislators wanted to move towards a balanced budget, they couldn't agree on a set of policies to put in place immediately. So what they said instead is, if we aren't able to control spending, we're going to have a set of automatic policies, and these automatic policies are quite austere. They involve, and you can see some of the specifics up there, but they involve basically increase in tax rates, letting tax cuts expire, and also cutbacks in spending. This has been studied by the Congressional Budget Office, and the Congressional Budget Office suggests that if these policies go into effect, it'll drive the economy into a recession, okay? So it'll drive the economy down, and it's not clear Congress hasn't yet worked out a policy to avoid this fiscal cliff. However, I would say the good news, the optimistic news, is that the stock market is actually soaring. People who are putting their money in the stock market must believe we're not going to hit the fiscal cliff, because if they thought there was going to be a recession, they wouldn't be buying stock, they'd be buying other assets. So I guess I'm relatively optimistic that we'll somehow avoid the fiscal cliff, but it doesn't look like we're going to have a fast recovery. If you read the news, I guess it was just yesterday, the Federal Reserve Bank has announced another, essentially a stimulus program, because they think we have slow growth. So I expect that we'll maintain slow growth in the United States. I expect that means we'll maintain slow growth in the Midwest, which means we'll have slow growth in Illinois. So that's, I think, what we're looking for in the next year. That view, now I'm going to move to the fiscal situation in Illinois. And this is just a graph showing unpaid bills. The red line there shows the most recent fiscal year, 2013, since the beginning of July. And it shows that we're in a little bit better place with respect to unpaid bills than we have been in the last couple of years. There's still, I think, over $3 billion of bills that have come into the state that we can't pay. that this